Finally able to catch her breath, Maya belatedly realized that there was a man standing directly in front of her. No, not a man. A vision from a dream. He was shockingly beautiful, with skin that shimmered like bronze and eyes that burned with an emerald fire. His features were chiseled and too perfect to be real. Wearing a green robe that draped over his large body, he towered above her with an unspoken threat. Maya grimly refused to kneel. She'd seen this male before. He'd been a glimpse in the distance, but he wasn't the sort of male you forgot. "Who are you?" she whispered. He stared down at her with an aloof arrogance.
"You know."
Maya licked her dry lips. She had so many suspicions. "The Watcher?" she demanded, referring to the mysterious creature who was responsible for keeping the dragons from wakening from their hibernation. He remained silent. "Are you my benefactor?" she pressed. "Are you Joe?"
"I have many names," he murmured, refusing to answer. "I'm here to offer a warning."
Maya didn't press him. She wasn't sure she truly wanted to know. "What warning?"
"The past will never be forgotten, but don't become so lost in your memories that you allow it to blind you to the danger that is rising," he informed her.
Maya frowned. "A rising danger? What's that supposed to mean?"
"You've encountered it."
Maya tried to hold the smoldering emerald gaze. It was one of the most difficult things she'd ever done. His mere presence slammed against her with brutal force, but she was determined to stand her ground. "Raver?" she demanded, not surprised when the creature waved an impatient hand of dismissal. If Raver was the threat, she would never have seen him coming. He could have destroyed her before she realized he was still alive. "Courtney?" she guessed again. The male dipped his head in agreement.
"A pawn, but one who can lead you to the truth."
Maya made a sound of annoyance. "She's not leading me anywhere if I can't find her."
"You are Maya Rosen," the male reminded her, as if she'd forgotten.
And maybe she had.
"Do what you do best."
The words whispered through her mind even as the light faded and she was once again snuggled in the soft warmth of her bed. Do what you do best.